This is Radio Kiev broadcasting from the capital of Soviet Ukraine.
Yes, believe it or not, you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. I want to say thank you for tuning in. We'll be taking a journey down the dusty side of music and sound from the last 100 years. Well, today I'm going to do something a little bit different to start off the show. We're going to talk about and listen to some music by Harpo Marx. Now, Harpo was born in 1888 and he died in 1964. Harpo was mostly known for his signature outfit, a trench coat, red wig, top hat, and a comical horn that he played in his movies. He was also well known for his talent to play the harp, even though he didn't know how to read music. For many moviegoers, Harpo Marx provided their first and only introduction to harp music. And today, thanks to late-night reruns of the old black-and-white Marx Brothers movies, Harpo continues to entertain audiences old and new. In fact, outside the professional harp community, he remains one of the best ambassadors for the harp the world has ever known. So with that introduction, we're going to hear a tune by Jonathan Richman called When Harpo Played His Harp, followed by several pieces of music performed by Harpo Marx.
Well, when Harpo played his harp, it was a mystery. All the laughing stopped back to the balcony. Chico, Chico, sure please. Now let's watch him shoot the keys. When Harpo would play his harp, all was still. When Harpo played his harp, it was a dream, it was. Well, if someone else can do it, how come nobody does? Why Groucho, Groucho, fast as light. Some talk like him, but not quite. When Harpo would play his harp, all was still, still. Well, Harpo, Harpo, this is the angels, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Harpo, Harpo, we're in the the galaxies, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Do you remember what he would do sometimes before he played? Well, he'd look up to the sky and he'd look the angels away. Oh, Harpo, Harpo, when you start, tears of joy inside my heart. Harpo would play his harp and all was still. All right, Harpo, Harpo, this is the angels, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Well, Harpo, Harpo, we're in the galaxies, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Oh, one more time. Thank you.
Autumn Leaves, as performed by Harpo Marx. Before that, we heard Harpo playing I Got Rhythm and Thinking of You. We started this set off with Jonathan Richmond and When Harpo Played His Harp. Yes, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And believe it or not, there were poems written for and about Harpo Marx. So we're going to hear a poem that was written by Robert Lowell called Harpo Marx. The movie's not always the sick man of the arts. Yours touched the stars. Harpo, your motion picture is still life unchanging, not nature dead. I first saw you 2 years before you died, a black and white fall near Fifth and Central Park, old blonde hair too blonder, old eyes too young. I age to your wincing smile, like Dante's movie, the great glistening wheel of life, the genius happy, a generic actor. That's Robert Lowell, the poem called Harpo Marx. And also, Jack Kerouac wrote a poem for Harpo called simply Two Harpo Marks. Oh, Harpo, when did you seem like an angel the last time and played the gray harp of gold? When did you steal the silverware and bug spray the guests? When did your brother find rain in your sunny courtyard? Or when did you last power puff your white flower face with fish barrel cover? Harpo, who is that lion I saw you with? And that's Jack Kerouac to Harpo Marx. I'm going to hear one more piece by Harpo called Imagination.
Thank you. Harpo played his harp, it was a dream, it was. Well, if someone else can do it, how come nobody does? Oh, Groucho, Groucho, fast as light, some talk like him, but not quite. And where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, harpo, we gotta hear it, oh, one more time. Harpo, harpo, we're in the galaxies. And where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, harpo, we gotta hear it, oh, one more time. Well, he'd look up to the sky, he'd look the angels' way. Oh, Harpo, Harpo, when you start, tears of joy inside my heart. When Harpo played his harp, all was still, still. Harpo, Harpo, this is the angels, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, oh, one more time. Harpo, Harpo, we're in the galaxies, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, oh, one more time. Oh, one more time.
The crowd scene with a cover of Jonathan Richman's Harpo, when Harpo played his harp. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Music is the universal language, and on Radio Thrift Shop, we embraced all forms of music and creative expression from the past 100 years of recorded sound. If you'd like to correspond with me, I have an email address. It is fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. That's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo at colby-sawyer.edu. If you have any questions about the show, the music, any comments, I'd be glad to hear them and attempt to answer your questions. You only get 3 questions, and after that, I have to charge because this is, I've got to make a living here somehow. No, just kidding. Okay, we're going to jump around a bit to 1972, which was the year that Silent Running was released. It's an environmentally themed film starring Bruce Dern and directed by Douglas Turnbull, who had also worked on 2001 A Space Odyssey and The Andromeda Strain. And the music, very intriguingly, was done by Peter Schickele of PDQ Bach fame and Joan Baez. Very unique combination. So we're going to hear a suite from Silent Running, released in 1972. This is Peter Schickele and Joan Baez.
in the sun.
In the
Ugly Custard with their rendition of Scarborough Fair. And before that, we heard Joan Baez and Peter Shickley with music from the 1972 film Silent Running, which at the time was definitely one of my favorite films that year, the other being Lost Horizon, which was a musical remake of the original film that had been released in 1937. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and we're going to go back into outer space for just a few minutes here. I'm going to play a couple of tunes, a couple of versions of Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. And it's a song by Klaatu, originally released in 1976 on their album 347 EST. And the following year, the Carpenters covered the song using a crew of 160 musicians. Both versions of the single had the entire name of the song on the label, and eventually Klaatu had the title shortened to Calling Occupants. John Wolschuk, a member of Klaatu and one of the song's composers, said, "The idea for the track was suggested by an actual event that is described in The Flying Saucer Reader, a book by J. David, published in 1967. In March 1953, an organization known as the International Flying Saucer Bureau sent a bulletin to its members urging them to participate in an experiment termed World Contact Day, whereby, at a predetermined time and date, they would attempt to collectively send out a telepathic message to visitors from outer space. The message began with the words, Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. Here's Klaatu.
Calling on
of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft.
Thank you. capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think.
Thank you.
Langley Music Project with Calling Occupants. This is DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'd have to say this has been like one of my, in my top two favorite shows so far out of 52 broadcasts to date. Remember, wherever you are, take care of yourself, take care of your community, and take care of those you love. This is Tim and Sam's Tim and the Sam Band with Tim and Sam.